or whatever.
Home free, we used to yell something that I never did understand, and it was something like ollie ollie oxen free. And I don't know why we said it or what it meant or was how it was spelled.
You know what the E on that ollie? All ye.
Oh! And then sometimes we yelled all out in free. And I guess that's where it came from. But my mother said she taught us the game, and when that she had always said ollie ollie oxen free. And what the oxen free was from, I don't know. Maybe it's outs in, and she just misunderstood it. Because when I got to school, we'd yell all out and free. When the seeker gave up,
mm-hmm.
You'd say, I give up, all out and free. And then you can run in and touch the tree.
What do you run toward in football?
The goal line.
And say if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
lick, swap.
Or he won't do it again. If
oh, give him another chance. Yeah, just give me one more chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke has got a good sense of
humor.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Would you ever say wait on you?
No. Wait on you means as a servant to me.
And say if you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And you'd say, I've just wrote him a letter.
Written him.
And yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
And you say, I wrote him, and it's time I was getting
an answer, a reply.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
Address.
What about back it?
Never heard that.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
I would say address, and yet my parents would probably say address. And I don't know why the difference or why I changed, but I know I would say, that's my address.
Uh-huh.
And they would probably say, that's my address.
Say if a child learned something new, you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her, who
taught you that?
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children.
A tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Not likely. No, I don't think so. I might say she carries tales,
mm-hmm.
or she's a gossip. But a child, a tattletale is usually thought of as a child.
Something that a child plays with is
a toy.
Any special names for a toy used by a small child?
No, I don't think so.
What about play pretty?
No, never used that. I've heard it, but I don't remember where. A play toy. Lots of times you'd say something, if you'd hand it to a baby, you'd say, here's your play toy.
Mm-hmm.
But to an older child, you'd say, here's your toy.
You say, you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and
try it on.
Or put it on.
Put it on. Put it on.
And say if you didn't say anything and all of a sudden I asked you what you said, you might say, well, I said...
I didn't say anything. I said nothing.
And I'd say, I thought you said...
Something.
And you say, he moved here in 1916. He's lived here ever...
Since.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you say, she caught him with a big knife.
Stabbed him.
I've
heard stabbed, but stabbed sounds colored or very country.
Uh-huh. If a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a strange picture or a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Who drew that?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
Haul it up, pull it up. You use a block and tackle to lift it.
Would you ever say to hoist it or to
hoist
it?
Yeah, hoist it. I'd say hoist. Heist means something you pull off like a robbery. A heist is something you get from like stopping a truck and
is a heist
stealing
a verb too? Or just
yes, you can heist a truck.